Welcome to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. People forget what you said, people forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Maya Angelou. This is probably the number one sales hack, the number one sales tactic that I'm excited to share with you that's going to help you 10x your pipeline. Have I got your attention now? Okay, so we see so many things about tactics. We see so many things about 4x, 5x, 10x, 30x your pipeline. But when you think about this, right, that's about you. That's about your objective. That's about you achieving your goals. Now, yes, it's absolutely important that we have goals that we need to focus on, right? Because ultimately, we get up, we go to work, we work the type of hours, we put in the amount of emotional energy because we're trying to achieve something that's important to us. But the best sales hack you can implement, the number one thing that you can do is stop focusing on the sale. Now you might be going, what the hell are you talking about, Luigi? You produce a podcast, you help us be the best we can be so we can produce the best results we can, right? But the thing is, selling is about helping people achieve a better outcome. It's not about the sale. If you focus on the sale, you're focusing on the transaction. We need to be focusing on the experience that we can create for our buyers. So there's this topic that's come about in the last few years called sales enablement. And when you really think about it, what the fuck can make something so simple, so complex, right? We have to think about the experience that we need to create for our buyers. We need to enable our buyers. We have to unlock the best possible buying experience we can, right? That is ultimately what this is all about. It's not about us. It's got absolutely nothing to do with us. Our job is to help our buyers achieve something better. And a couple of weeks ago, I spoke about the quarter-inch drill bit, something that Seth Godin put into one of his books. People don't buy that drill bit. They buy the hole. They don't buy the hole. They buy the shelf. They don't buy the shelf. They buy the less mess in their room. But they don't buy the less mess in their room. They buy the feeling they get when their partner says, well done. So I want you to think about this week. What I want you to think about is, what is the type of experience you're creating for your buyers? Again, I'll say this. Fuck the tactics. Email open rate, subject lines, cold call narratives. That's all irrelevant. If we cannot create a unique buying experience that's got to make our buyers tell other people about the interaction they had with you, you're unique, you're special, you have incredible value to give your buyers. Tap into that value you can give your buyers. And think about one thing this week. What is the experience that you want to create for your buyers? How are you helping them be the best they can be? How are you helping them achieve their goals? And thinking about this, not with the view that I'm going to get something in return. It's truly about serving people without any expectation of return, because if you do this, you're going to create an incredibly powerful relationship funnel for yourself. You're going to build a network that's going to enable you to achieve not just the outcome you're looking to achieve now, but in the long term, people will follow you. You'll build a tribe. You'll find a tribe of people that are engaged with you. So my message this week is quite clear. It's really clear. Stop focusing on the result. Stop focusing on the outcome that's about you, and start focusing on the experience you want to create for others. Start focusing on how you can elevate the experience with your customers and completely annihilate your competition, not by the price or the product offering, because people don't buy your product. They buy you first and foremost. So I want you to think about, how are you going to create the best experience possible so that you put a smile on their face and they remember the experience they have with you? So if this message has resonated for you or someone you know you think needs to hear this, please like, rate, and share us, because we do this to help you be the very best sales professionals you can be.